This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Deck show tonight, 5:30, as the Royals continue their series against the Minnesota Twins. We'll get into the Royals in just a second, but the topic of the day on the show, Vern, has been about our producer, Drew Nixon, who might be in a Corn Ferry qualifying event now after claiming he could break 100 at Augusta. And so
in Masters conditions from the professional tees.
Now I think we have a chance to get him in the Corn Ferry qualifying for the tournament that's going to take place in Kansas City in May. Your thoughts on Drew's chances of qualifying?
Well, I see why Drew crushed the interview with Spec. Spec still holds the record for craziest statement ever made on air, where he believed he could make get a base knock off of Mariano Rivera.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, I believe in you, Drew.
Thank you, yeah. Spec.
Well, it's just funny as the show has gone on, Drew, now that it's getting realer and realer, Drew is talking about flying in and his brother, who's a PGA pro, to be his caddy instead of Cody. It's changed drastically in the last hour.
We don't half-ass anything. I'm Cody and Gold. I like it.
That's right.
I like the energy.
That's right. I said his brother is an acceptable replacement for me as caddy, but nobody else at this station is. You can't be going to other shows. You can't be letting Spec caddy. I want to do it if it's not his brother.
I agree. It's got to be real blood if it's going to trump. We work together every single day and are always chatting with each other and constantly texting type of blood.
Yeah, exactly. It's the next closest thing to family when you work with someone for 20 hours on the radio every week.
And when you're trying to put an entertaining product on the radio, like you guys do very well. Yes, it takes a lot of communication, no doubt.
We appreciate that a lot, Vern. Let's talk about the game last night. Cole Reagans was obviously incredible.
Yeah.
What's his argument? Top 10 pitcher in baseball? Top 5 pitcher in baseball? We know he's a Cy Young candidate. Is he just the generic comment of one of the best pitchers in baseball? Where is Cole Reagans in baseball? Not just for the Royals.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, certainly a top 10 pitcher in Major League Baseball, but he's still a guy that can walk around downtown any city in the country, any baseball city in the country, and will go unrecognized. But as I say that, who's getting recognized as far as a pitcher is concerned? Kershaw, Ohtani.
Skeens now, maybe.
Garrett Cole, maybe. So the only way to break through that is by having October success and with, going into yesterday's game, it's so funny, and it's very reminiscent of 2024. We're saying, hey, I hope Cole Reagans can match what Michael Lorenzen did, right? The type of production that you're getting from Bubich and Lorenzen, very reminiscent of what we saw early last season from Singer and Marsh. So if you have this type of rotation, if the back end of the bullpen's looking like it does, the defense, the base running, Cags lurking in the minor leagues. Yeah, you think Cole Reagans is going to get another opportunity in October, because that's why Andy Pettit, Clayton Kershaw, that's why the great October pitchers, or the guys that are at least there consistently, become those household names, become those recognizable faces in a sport that doesn't have many.
The other part of last night that I thought was a great sign was the bullpen usage and who they had to use, right? Who wasn't available last night, and they were still able to close the door on the Twins, and where you had no margin for error, Vern. I mean, I don't have to tell you, there was no offense really in that game.
Yeah, and a great spot to bring Zerpa in, bottom of the lineup there in the seventh inning, a nice confidence booster for him. I don't know how much he needs it. He's a pretty stoic young man. Schreiber steps up in a big way, recording five outs, and you know, going up against a pair of lefties, he's able to retire one of them in Matt Wallner, but Larnick got the better of him. You know, Schreiber is viewed as the right-handed stopper. Zerpa's your loogie. Now, you have higher hopes for Zerpa. You believe he's better than just a left-handed specialist, but that's what their roles are right now. So to see Schreiber get some big outs against lefties is certainly going to boost his morale. He was nice enough to call into the postgame show last night and said, you know, Estevez and Urseg and Harvey have been doing so well. We're supporting them, of course, but man, I've been itching to get back out there. The opportunities just haven't presented themselves because of, yes, those big three. But again, to bring it back to the rotation, a bullpen's only as good as the rest they're allowed to take. And that is, of course, based off of the type of frames that you're getting from your rotation. And again, to get quality starts, back-to-back outings from Bubich, to get the type of performance that we saw earlier from Michael Lorenzen, boy, really sets this entire team up for a tough stretch here, right? 17 straight games really sets them up for success.
Vern, as you look at it right now, the Royals have the number one ERA in the entire American League. Based on the way, like, this seems sustainable, right? I mean, for the things we just said, Estevez and Urseg and Harvey and what we've seen out of Reagans and Bubich and Lugo, I mean, this feels like a sustainable model, correct?
Yeah. Knock on wood that everybody can stay healthy, but I don't view a fluke anywhere. Okay, maybe Lorenzen isn't this guy 32 times. Okay.
Yeah, fine. That's probably fair.
But outside of that, Bubich isn't going to throw a quality start every time. Okay, as long as we're being reasonable about it, then yeah, this is very sustainable. And then you look down in Omaha, Lewinder Avila is off to a nice start. Six shutout innings last night from Noah Cameron. So the first ones you're going to call on, as Alec Marsh had a slight setback in his recovery, right now the first ones you're going to call upon down in Omaha, building confidence early. Look, each of the past four seasons, the team with the lowest team ERA has won the American League Central. No reason to believe that this division, once again, won't be decided by pitching and defense.
We're talking to Josh Fernier, our Royals insider. Reminder, his on-deck show tonight, 5:30, right here on 96.5 The Fan, as the Royals continue their series against the Twins. Offensively, where are you at with just what you've seen 11 games in to this point? You know, last night they did what they had to do, get a run across, even if it was unearned, or two of them were unearned, it didn't really matter. But what do you make of who's hitting and who's not right now?
Yeah, not disappointed. Unfortunate what happened to Mark Canha. Anxious to hear the update when we get there today. This was a guy that's getting on base, you know, more than 50% of the time in the early going. I know he's 36. I know his offensive production's gone down each of the past two seasons, but that production is still league average or better. He's given you a quality plate appearance. I thought he had a chance to earn more time, maybe fight his way back into being an everyday player in the big leagues. You know, the guys that are trying to shed themselves of the label as the support staff or the others, right, the guys surrounding India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, they were never going to shed that label 11 games into the season. They're not going to shed that label by the All-Star break, right? We've seen MJ Melendez good for a half of a season. I've seen Michael Massey good for half of a season. If they're going to graduate to that, you know, fans all believe in them and they're an automatic, automatically penciled into the lineup, you need to do it. You need to sustain quality performance, quality plate appearances for multiple months. So, you know, Michael Massey's getting on base consistently. I think you're happy with that. Michael Garcia's forcing the hand of the coaching staff to put his name in the lineup, find a spot for him, right? We saw him DH a day after running around center field. So, yeah, early on, I'm unsurprised, really, with what we're seeing from the offense. The top four are the top four. You know, Salvi might be expanding, but he always goes through stretches where he expands his strike zone a little bit, especially when the offense is struggling. And then, You know, Michael Massey's as close to becoming an automatic in the lineup as anyone else. Kyle Isbell's defense makes him an automatic, but if someone can come along, play a quality center field and hit consistently, everyone will find out that Izzy's job isn't cemented, his spot in that everyday lineup. So 11 games in, I wouldn't say that anyone is shocking me with their performance or their lack thereof.
What about Hunter Renfro? Did the sand of time just run out on the hourglass? Like, of all the players on the roster, he's the one who looks like maybe Father Time is winning, Vern. I don't know how you feel about it, but like, normally we would say, all right, if you're not going to hit, okay. But right. he looks uncomfortable in right field right now, which is not something I would have said about him during other stages of his career.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add to that other than wholehearted agreement. He's not bringing anything to the table right now, right? I just mentioned Kyle Isbell. Still playing really good defense. I know he had a base-running mistake early on in the season, but he's been solid on the bases. Had a three-hit night recently. MJ Melendez is the best defensive corner outfielder that this team has. As long as you're bringing something, you're putting something in the bucket of a victory, it's easy to be patient when you bring something to the table on a nightly basis that maybe nobody else can. You know, Renfro's arm, Renfro's consistent, solid defense in right field, that was supposed to be the foundation. That at least he's doing that, and he's not doing that. He's not really bringing anything to the table right now, and, you know, clock's ticking.
I guess that's what I kind of love about, like, we've talked about this on the show, and I think before we're like, this is kind of what I love about Vinny Pasquantino. Like, it could be the ugliest conceivable way to get a run home.
Yeah.
He will do anything to, like, he is a run producer in the truest sense of the word. As in,
right.
I get it. My job is to make sure that somebody scores a run, even if I don't look all that good doing it. And I kind of like, you know, you can never have enough players to do that, I guess.
Yeah. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I call him the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Behind the mic or with the bat in his hand, the dude, you say what you will about him, but you cannot deny he's good behind the microphone and he's really good with a bat in his hand. And he showcased both, not only refusing to punch out there in the eighth inning, down 0-2, makes contact, and of course, the fastest kid on the planet's going to score on that. But even after the game, if you read his quote to Annie Rogers of MLB.com, you know, talking about how great Bobby is, and he says, man, I'm not trying to take anything away from how great Cole is or how great Zerpa was tonight or Daniel or Schreiber. I'm not trying to take away how great they are, how bad I was tonight, but Bobby, the yeah. Self-deprecation of Vinny is second to none, and it's, you know, if you have a chance to watch him with Moose and Haas and their podcast that came out last week, mm-hmm. You can see the pride that Moose and Haas have in his ability to lead a clubhouse, to be that mouthpiece of the clubhouse, and he takes a lot of pride in it. He's aware of his role and his importance to that clubhouse and to that lineup, and you saw the way that he celebrated after that ground out yesterday. Vinny's about walking away with a victory. It's not talk, right? It's about winning this division, walking away with the crown in the end. You can't have enough competitors like Vinny.
We talked earlier in the show, Vern. Somebody in Kansas went to Caesars Sportsbook and put $25,000 on the Dodgers money line last Oof. Night at -190. They were down 8-0. They were down 8-0 to the Nationals in the fifth inning. Lost 8-2.
Oh my goodness!
Somebody that listened to this show put $25,000 on the Dodgers money line. It was not
my it's my a safe place. Wasn't you
massive salary that I make? I just put down $25,000 all the time.
Maybe it's just been a really successful tournament for you.
It's
you
been
know?
Really good.
You had some extra money lying around.
That's what it
you
was.
Take a chance.
That's what it was.
Royals a slight dog tonight, according to FanDuel.
Yeah,
it's a
I
coin flip
that.
Everywhere else. But
interesting.
Wow. Yeah, Joe Ryan. Hey, pack a lunch the next 2 days. I know the Twins look brutal, but Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, those are difficult matchups. Royals will be equipped with Lugo and Waka, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Royals are slight dogs not only tonight but tomorrow too.
I'm always really careful with this because like the way people like want to bury a team. It's like the Royals are pitching really well and all these things, but before we like bury the Twins or crown a different team in the division, it's like the Brewers got their ass kicked by the Yankees. Both those teams are 6-5 now, so it's not like. You know, baseball can change kind of quick, but getting the first two in a series means if they just win one of the next two, Vern, it's a massively successful series.
Yeah, and a quality homestand as well. You know, coming back home a lot like 2024 as this sophomore album continues to play, it does seem as if this It was very carbon copy to 2024. 2-4 to start, coming home with Lugo on the mound. People ready to dive off the bandwagon for some reason. And a good homestand kind of reminds everyone that, hey, the team is good, right? I think that's the takeaway so far, 11 games into the season. Look, are there holes? Are there issues that could be addressed at the trade deadline? Are there things that we're just going to have to stomach over the first 3 months of the season? Sure. But it's a good team, right? Barring some catastrophic injury, it's going to be an entertaining summer. And yes, I want them to win the division, win the World Series, but I want to have a fun summer in Kansas City, and it looks like we're going to have just that.
Josh Fernier, our Royals insider, he checks in with us each and every Wednesday. And again, be sure to check him out tonight, 5:30 right here on his On Deck show. Thanks, Vern.
Thanks, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.